Hello, people, and welcome back to another episode of Kit Season. Listen, folks, it is a busy day for me. Most of you are not going to know, but on Sunday, we have an interview coming out, and I've already recorded that, so I'm going to let them talk the most. But listen, we got a packed show for you. Birmingham Legion, Minneapolis City SC, Memphis 901 FC, some Southern Harm and the murder of Kits. And it is going to be an absolute blast. But first, Fox, I asked you this before, but actually, don't let me get too far ahead of myself. I want to thank our patrons, John Hunt, Frank Anthony, Aaron Jay, Christopher Cohn, Harry Austin, John Fuller, Michael Fuchs, and Joshua Aduder. And if you are a paid member, you're going to be getting a nice little notification tonight about the show. New show coming out. So, Fox, you got it last night, but so Brett, I want to ask you now. I want you to imagine a couple years from now, there's a child. You have a child. Okay? You may have a child. This may not be even your child. This is just a child that walks up to you and says, Mr. Molnix, and you say, yes, sir, child. And they say, I want to be a goalkeeper. And you look at them and say, you have to be a little bit crazy to do that. And they say, crazy is who I am. It's who I'm meant to be. And so here are your options. You say, what's the next step? Do I send them to Kaylor Hodges, who barely plays Sunday league without tearing his ACL, one time looked up his coaching badges and got really scared? Or
yes.
Do you go to a guy who played in the biggest league in the world, who was a champion of the biggest league in the world, and all-around good guy, Brandon Miller, who has put together one of the best goalkeeping staffs, not just in the Carolinas, I'll say it for you, Brandon, in the Southeast. Who would you pick?
Tough decision, but I'm going to pass on you, Kaylor. I'm sorry.
Lame. Wrong answer.
Well, listen. PrimeFocusGoalkeeping.com by Brandon Miller. He is a USL champion. He has put together an amazing coaching staff. And if you want to go this upcoming week, President's Day week, or that's next week, I think. Yeah. Whatever. President's Day weekend. He is putting together a coaching clinic. And hey, it doesn't matter how much experience you have. You could have been playing starting yesterday, or you could have been playing for years. And you can go. You can learn a lot from Brandon and the staff that he has put together. And listen, if you're thinking, I can't get out to the Carolinas, I can't get the goalkeeping, that's where you're wrong, kiddo. I got a little bit of stuff for you. You can get goalkeeper gloves sent to you. I suck at goalkeeping. I'm a bad goalkeeper. I can't catch anything. I got palms of steel here. Guess what? I bought a pair of his gloves. I was catching everything. It was raining too. It was wild.
Ooh.
And so they're good gloves. It's quality apparel. And if you want to support local, if you want to support a USL legend, and if you want to support a black owned business, check out PrimeFocusGoalkeeping.com. Brandon Miller. Thank you, Brandon. Prime Focus Goalkeeping. And I want to go ahead, get into the kit season. We are starting off with number one, the one that is near and dear to my heart, the third kit, the alternate kit for the Three Sparks of Birmingham. It's no longer a red kit. By God, it is Lady Electric. We are buying gold. I'm going to hop back and let Brett and Fox talk all about it.
Yes, this is the Lady Electra, which, by the way, before I get into it, I have a funny little story about my little tidbit. I was not good at soccer as a kid. I just sat on the bench all day. So, fun little tidbit about my soccer experience. But yes, this is the Lady Electra kit. It is gold. It is amazing. I've been wanting gold, something out of Birmingham. Sorry, Caleb, they've been a little lackluster for a little bit. So I've loved seeing them come out with some style, right? So, any thoughts from you, Fox, before I get into a little bit more?
All right, this is what we've been waiting for from Birmingham. It's not a Coca-Cola can. That's what they've been. It's literally been the black one, the red one, and the white one.
Diet Zero, and then the regular.
Yeah, like it was a perfect Coca-Cola can. Which made no sense. I mean, it was sponsored by Coke, so it worked. But now Birmingham gets to be Birmingham and not Atlanta, right? Coca-Cola, Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so as someone from Indianapolis, I love myself a lady statue as well. Indianapolis loves our lady victory. So I can definitely take some liking to this kit. Not saying Indy needs to do it, but not saying they shouldn't. You know, it is on her crest after all. But no, yeah, so this kit, just a little bit of background on this kit. This is about Lady Letra. It is the statue in downtown Birmingham, which is sitting on top of the Alabama Power Building. Symbolizes a march to the future and power towards progress, power of progress. So obviously, you know, Fox and I harp on that local connection.
Local connection.
This does this. This is amazing. And it's also by Hummel. So shout out to Hummel for, you know, once again, doing some great stuff, which you should check out our interview from last week to kind of hear a little bit more insights from Hummel. So, yeah. So for my score here, obviously, with the background of Lady Electra kit, this kit's just ties into the local, looks good. It's gold. the Birmingham Coca-Cola. Yes, it is. Very fun. But yeah, I gave this for creativity. This is a for creativity, at least from the design aspect. It's not anything massively creative, but it does look good. It's not a template, and it's just not that Stevie Shaw kit that we did a few weeks ago, a month ago.
Yeah, it's been forever.
That's kind of my bar. So it's not that crazy, but it's definitely well designed. It's definitely creative and it looks good, especially to incorporate those electric bolts and kind of symbolize that electricity there. And then obviously with it being from the top of the statue there in downtown Birmingham, you can't get more local than that. So it's a 5 for me in that regard. X Factor, it's missing the collar. So it's only a 4 out of 5 for me for X Factor. You know, I'm a stickler. But I would definitely add this to my closet. So just saying. And then finally, I think this goes well. It flows really good together. I like the badge, how it's actually the white with the gold. I'm used to seeing Birmingham with a black and the gold. So I think that tying that in with the white sleeves and the collar and everything, all the sponsors being white, flows really well. I give that a 5 for me. With a total score of 4.5 for me. This is a really good kit. And honestly, it just is well designed and it ties deeply into its local area. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't add much more to that. Yeah, I gave it a 4.5 for creativity. I kind of felt a little bit what you were talking about. Like, yeah, it's not a template, it's nothing obvious, but it is kind of grabbing a statue.
Yeah.
And making it their own. But I appreciate having that, which obviously gave it a 5 out of local. Extract 5. Like, I would love to have this in my closet, right? Like, yesterday. I had it. I was an elementary school teacher. You know, like, this would be in my closet or pre-ordered or however you order it now. Design flow, I said 5 too. Like, I feel like everything fits well. I don't know. Personally, might not have been mad if it was black instead of white, but like the white flows, the white looks. So it's not like, and honestly, the white probably pulls out the darkness of the electricity in the bolts and stuff like that.
It does.
So I just got a 4.875 because I gave it that weird 4.5 on grade.
Love making it easy for us there with the calculations. Yeah.
But it averaged nice.
It did. It somehow did. It averaged to a 4.7. I don't know if I have like a filter on there on how it does it, but I have it as a 4.7 from Birmingham. I looked at my records. I think this is definitely the best rated Birmingham kit that we've done.
Well, easily that. It's actually the best of the season so far.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the top of the season, 4.7. So top kit so far. Hummel came out swinging with this kit. This looks really good. Birmingham, I'm looking forward to seeing this, seeing more of this, especially with the white shorts. I think this looks amazing. this is just well done. This is everything that we've expected from, if you have gold in your crest, I want you to use it.
Go gold. Play the youth and go gold.
Play the youth, go gold. I want to throw in, this has been my personal favorite since the year one kit, because I love, because our year one kit of white had the gold monochrome crest as well. And I always love the monochrome look, and the all gold monochrome just looks great. And I will say, in person, it looks even better than photos. I know some of them don't, you know, they are meant for photo. This one, I feel like photo didn't do it justice. I was very impressed. And the replicas that they're selling look just as good as they do on the players. Well, I will say the people that were, they chose to photograph are definitely much more attractive than me. So maybe not as good, but in theory, they'll look as good.
That was definitely one thing I liked about the El Paso video when they came out. Like, it was definitely just El Pasoians.
Yeah.
You know, it's just regular people, some big boys, you know, got some bellies. You know, I appreciate that they threw their kit on that and not just sexy soccer players. Like,
no offense to them, but they are definitely in way better shape than us. And
yeah, no offense to them.
Yeah,
shape, no. Weird.
But we want normal people to be advertised. But no, yeah, this is just I don't know. I've been eagerly excited for Birmingham to do something. And then when we saw that Birmingham was partnering with Hummel, I had high expectations, especially given how low they've been the last few years from our show.
The bar was set low. And then, Hummel came out and lifted that bar up.
Quite high. Very high so far. The highest rated.
And high for Hummel, too. Like, not that – like, I feel like I expect a lot from Hummel. So when it's not at this level, it, like, kind of hurts me more. I'm like, oh, that's not what I want. Hummel, come on. What are you doing, bro? Like,
right.
So, but this is what we expect.
Yeah, and this journal looked really good too, especially with a lot of, hopefully with what other teams released out. Hopefully the gold really stands out some of these, on the field. So, good stuff by Birmingham. As overall, as we said, it's a 4.7 overall top kit so far of the season. Any final thoughts before we move on to the next one?
Nah, man, let's go down.
It's Purdy.
It's Purdy. It's Purdy.
Yes.
Let's go to Tennessee.
Yes. Now we go to, I believe, next up is Memphis.
Yeah.
Birmingham's little rival, if I'm not mistaken, right? Little derby there? I think.
Southern Harm Derby. Yeah. It's been going on since the amateur days. Yep. Southern Harm.
I thought that was the case. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So they might be rivals on the pitch, but off of it, I think with kits, it's not much of a contest.
Yeah. Not a rivalry in this situation.
Not this year, at least. What do we say about this?
I'll start.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, done.
Done.
I'll go through my scores. Creativity, 1. I mean, I saw this exact same design over at Lowe's looking at the paint chips. Like, we got gray, we got white, we got grayer, we got grayish. Okay.
San Diego.
Charlie has a template, except for this time they sucked the color out of it.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing for Charlie, too. Like, when I saw that Charlie was taken over, I was like, yes, we're going to get more stuff like loyal. I didn't realize how literal I was being. I'm like, no, that's not what I meant, bro. Like,
it's like the meme of the Charlie at home and then the Charlie that we got. And this is what Memphis got.
Yeah, this is the Charlie at home. Like,
Charlie, yeah.
Can I get Charlie? We have Charlie at home. Oh, goodness. Ty's the local. I don't know. 1. Like, X-Factor, honestly, I did give it a 2 for X-Factor, just for the fact that I actually do like the monochrome logo that he's pointing at right now.
Fair.
But in other argument against that, they have one of the dopest logos. And the fact that they like took the color away from one of the
all the color,
like all the sickest, like again, the sickest logo, probably. Like, you can argue, somebody can make that argument. I'm not gonna make that argument. That's not what this show's about. But the fact that they took one of the best colored, best designed logos in the USL and chromed it out. If the kit was better, I would have been like, "And hey, look at the logo! Like, that's so cool what they did." But because like the kit isn't great, the logo doesn't pop like I feel like it could do.
Right.
But X-Factor, I did give it a 2. Like, I'm not gonna be mad if it shows up on my step. I'm just not gonna go out searching for it. Design flow, I did say 4. I mean, it flows well.
Yeah.
It does. It's not uncomfortable. Yeah. Which is boring.
Yeah.
But that all averages out to a dose. Duh. Two.
Yeah. I mean, I had similar thoughts here. It's obviously I give it a 2 for creativity because it, I don't know why. I couldn't give it worse. I give it a 2. It's still a template. It's a poorly used template, but it actually kind of works when the colors are actually used. I don't mind gray being used here. It's just, how do I phrase this? I feel like I'm looking at a photograph from the 1930s with that kit. And I don't know if that's good or a bad thing. It just is what it is. So I give it a 2 for creativity there. Obviously a 1 for localness. I could literally buy this at like a local store and then throw on a crest and then bam.
Yeah, there might be this. Like if we go to charlie.com, there might be this.
Right. Like,
this might be just a top you can buy.
Yeah, like with the Sandy DeLoyal. I believe that's a training kit. Right, that they're referencing, because that definitely wasn't their home or away kits. So,
yeah, so it could easily just be something that you buy from charlie.com.
Right. So, obviously, it's a 1 for local, for an X Factor, 1. I don't want this. I don't. Like, if someone gives it to me, fine, I'll throw it in my collection. I'll keep it, whatever. But, like, this has to be like on like a steep sale for me in order to get this. Otherwise, I'm not even gonna look at this.
$2.50.
I just wanna jump in. This is not a K-Word takes time to dunk on local rival, but I just said about Legion, so I'm gonna be fair. I love monochrome. I love the monochrome look. If their next kit comes out and it has every single color from their neon sign, and one's away and one's home, I'm in on this. If their next kit does not use all the color that's available on the sign crest, that makes this one more even worse.
Yes.
That's because, like, if you're looking for stark contrast of suck the color out of this, there's no color, and the other one has all the color, I'm in. If not, I don't know. The thing that gets me about this, and I'm just going to be really honest, the collar freaks me out. I'm pro collar, but this is weird. The collar is bizarre.
I feel like we've had some interesting collars this year. Even like Hummel. Like,
what is that?
Hummel's had the weird collar. This one has a weird collar.
I actually like the collar. I'll get into that a little bit later.
I think it's weird that he's popping it. Like, I'm okay with the color. I think it's weird that he's like trying to.
What did I just do?
You zoomed in.
Oh, my whole screen just collapsed. Listen, I love you, Bruno. Bruno, you're great. I love you with my whole heart. But this is weird. This is weird, dude.
honestly, my thought is their home kit's going to be just blue. That's been the last 2 seasons, I think. 2 or 3 seasons, just blue with probably a neon green sponsor like they did last year.
They had one good season of a Puma template, but it worked out well for them. We've talked about it in our Discord. Yeah. If you're not in our Discord, please join.
Shout out.
Shout out to the Discord. Link in the comments.
No, I'm sorry. I can't accept that. They did not have a good season with that Puma kit because it was El Paso's goalkeeper kit. It was El Paso's goalkeeper kit.
I'm just saying, like, they've done nothing but templates. And that
one that you're referring to as the good here was a El Paso goalkeeper kit.
It was an Indy 11 away kit. I'm not saying that it's not other people's kits. That's what makes it a template. Like, that's exactly what we call templates. Every team uses them.
I'm here for it.
I know what templates are. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm just saying it worked with their colors.
Yeah.
And it looked like a neon sign, like their circle part of their neon sign at the bottom. That's what it looked like at the top. Slightly, if you squint.
Apparently Julian. Julian just said that their Memphis kit is not even on Charlie's
website. It's not even on Memphis' website.
I did look for that. I didn't see it on there. I didn't know it was for pre-order yet. So, ouch.
Interesting.
But anyways, I gotta finish up my score here. And then finally, I give it a 4 for the design flow. I spot to
lose creativity.
Yeah, 4 for creativity. Is this opposite day? Did no one tell me?
No.
but I give it a 4 for design flow. It does look really well. It does flow really well. The monochrome looks really good. Michael. Yeah,
Michael. When will Memphis give us the Graceland kit?
I need that.
How are you Memphis and don't have a Graceland referenced kit? They might not be able to get...
Rights. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean,
I didn't even realize that you needed rights for
stuff like that.
Like statues.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like I learned last week.
Yeah. Then you should check out last week's interview.
Yeah. Kyle Keeler had to deal with that and pay a lot of money for that.
But overall, you know, I think it's a 4. It has a collar. It has the gray, the schematics, it works out well enough. It comes out to 2 as well for me. Same thing. Quick thought randomly about Graceland, by the way. I am a block away from Elvis's last live performance. He performed here in Indianapolis, about a block away from me. Actually, less than that, actually. So I need Memphis to do a Graceland kit. I don't care if it's even something simple like what Nashville did with the Johnny Nash. That Johnny Cash.
Oh, do they? Thank you, Julian.
Okay. So apparently, Fox is now super hyped up because Julian just said in the chat that Charlie still has San Diego Loyal kits on their website. So we have those kits, but not Memphis's. This is speaks volumes.
You can also go to parksidecards.com and buy the San Diego Loyal team set cards that they came out with. Oh, these are still full price.
This thing just seems bland. We need a Graceland kit, like as Michael suggested. We need a Graceland kit. Memphis, I think I showed my disdain for their lack of creativity, especially the last 3 years or whatever, however long. That like their Birmingham was up there as well, but now Memphis takes the cake.
I will say the San Diego kits are still full price.
I mean,
on Charlie's website, charlie.com.
I mean, they are good, so.
I don't know, but I don't want to pin $90, $85.
Fair enough. But like Memphis has, as Fox alluded to, like one of the best badge, at least color wise, one of the most pop, you know,
standard. I love everything about their badge. Everything about their badge is nice. I like the neon sign. It's a reference to Memphis. Yeah.
It's good. But the only colors that we did out of it is blue and white for their kits. And like, what does that do? So, always a huge disappointment every year with Memphis. I was hoping with Charlie, they were able to raise that bar a little bit. But I guess I'm thinking we'll have to wait till next year until actually they do something a little bit more. That's what I'm getting from this kit specifically. I don't think we'll get anything really nice until next year. Because this just was a little rushed. But anyways, any other thoughts there, Fox? Any other thoughts before we leave out here? Overall, we did the 2.
Yeah, pretty 2 low. Plus 2 divided by 2 equals 2.
2.
I mean, I do agree with what Kayla's saying. Like, I really hope this is going to be a full color home, and this is just the away. Sweet video production. The San Diego jersey is fire, and he has the orange one. I was just looking at that because they still have that in my size. But again, $85 right now.
Yeah, and Julian's now saying probably the Pittsburgh, who also is with Charlie, will probably be better than Memphis.
Yeah, bet on it.
I would go full house on that, like, easily. So Memphis, we expect more from you. That's also why we're kind of disappointed in this. It's kind of like that underachieving child that, like, you have high expectations.
So much potential.
Yeah, you have so much potential. And plus, like, I don't know. I think that's just Memphis with whole stadium deal collapsing or whatever, possibly. It's just we have expectations and kind of things to do. Just, like, everyone decided here, as Smith Video Productions goes, Orange County and Oakland Roots also are going with Charlie. And, like, there's hype around that. So, like, if they have really nice kits, whereas Memphis does not, makes it look Memphis not so good. So, we'll have to see going forward.
We don't talk about warm-ups, but that warm-up that Oakland came out with.
Oh, yeah.
I retweeted it, and oh, my goodness, it is. It's drool worthy.
I would take that over this kit all day.
Yeah. Like, okay. That, if that's what they're doing this year, they're coming out with that training kit like that, then I expect, honestly, they can't release a training kit like the way they did and come out with the normal kit and it'd be boring. I'm going to be so mad at you, Oakland. Both of you. Both Oaklands. Roots, soul, me, mad.
We'll have to, yeah. So we'll have to keep our eyes out because, you know, we also know Oakland does have the bar up high. We need to figure out if Orange County is with Hummels or not.
Oakland's been disappointing me. I'm gonna get on the Oakland. I know we're not doing Oakland.
Hummel, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But Oakland has been highly disappointing me in the past because they have, again, one of the sickest badges, some of the sickest merch you can buy. Like,
I love their hats.
Yeah, they have these sick, like, 5-panel hats. You can buy, like, one of every color. Like, they have the sickest merch game in the USL. They have so much style, so much flair, so much emotion.
Yeah.
That's the warm-up. You can't do that to me.
I want that instead of whatever Memphis got. Like, just change some of those colors with the teal, the red, and then that blue in their crest, and you have a great kit.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Speaking of Oakland here.
Yeah, we'll get it February 27th. We got 20 days? 19 days?
Yeah, 19 days. So, the wait is killing us as well. I like, these training kits are so nice. Anyways, I love these training kits.
Training kit season.
Seriously, like, I think sometimes the training kits, because they're not worn, or they're worn more often, but not actually worn on the field, can sometimes have more freedom and kind of be fun. Okay.
You could do whatever you want to do with it because it's not official. Like, you don't have to worry about color schemes or anything, like going against another team.
Yeah, this is fun. You
whatever you want.
So, yeah. So, Memphis, just don't have a training kit as your main kit, please. Especially not a gray template training kit. You have color, so use it. overall, this gives us a 2 out of us overall. Not good. Memphis, we don't like it. Fox, any other thoughts?
Yeah. No, that was it. Smith, you got a good point. he said that he wants more more teams to sell long sleeve kits, and I'm not going to disagree with you. I just know that it costs so much for like production and stuff like that, especially for us lower league friends. It gets hard to try to keep those in store for the fans. But a lot of fans are diehard long sleeve kits.
I also know several collectors who are pretty big into long sleeve because they work out with them. So I don't know. Memphis, do better. Again, I think after this, like 3 years or not, I feel like I'm going to repeat with them. Let's do better, please. Your rivals, Birmingham, are killing it right now with the Lady Electra, and I don't even see what they do with the primary and secondary.
Speaking of doing better.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Our good friends at Minneapolis City, who never disappoint kids season, they just have fun. Like, the designs may not always work, but they're having fun, right?
Yeah, I haven't met one that hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, like
I see your score, and I'm disappointed in you.
I did do it. It's just I don't know. So like with some of so here's the thing with when teams are very creative, especially with Minneapolis City, I think because they've been creative over year after year after year, my bar is set high. And some reason this doesn't quite hit it for me. You know, it does look really nice, and I wouldn't mind having this kit. If you see my store down below, I give it a 3.5. Fox is now disowning me. Okay, I've been disowned several times now. one of the things I've always liked about Minneapolis City is that they're fan voted. So they had three options. This is one of the options I think the fans voted for. So it's the best that they had, and kind of going with that. So, Foss, any initial thoughts before I dive into my score so I can disappoint you a little bit further?
No, you talk and I'll talk.
I didn't feel the disappointment in your voice right now.
It just doesn't make sense. It's like I don't even know you anymore.
All right. So for creativity, I gave this a 4 out of 5. I think Minneapolis City has done the feather thing a few times now. They did last year with their white away kit. They had the feather.
Crows.
Yeah. No. They're a murder.
Which is a bunch of crows.
So I gave it a 4 for creativity. I just wasn't. I mean, it still looks good. It's creative. It's certainly not a template. It's by Stimulus again. Made some good stuff. I always like what they do with Minneapolis. So it's 4 for creativity. That's fine. And now this is probably where my score got tanked. Is it's ties the local. It's a 1. There's nothing that screams Minneapolis with the crow. It speaks to the team, but it doesn't tie to their community.
But didn't we also say, like, it ties with the community or the crest? Or, like, you know, it ties in with the team?
There could be an argument there, yes. Actually, sorry, I was wrong. Shoot, I am wrong. I give it a 2. I give it a 2 for that. There it is. Okay.
There are birds in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
There's birds everywhere.
Of course.
Same. So I gave it a 2 for its ties to local. I know my friends at Minneapolis City are probably gonna give me some, you know, some shtick for this, but it's only a 2 for me.
A lot of shtick.
I gave it a 4 for an X Factor. I would definitely want this in my closet. It's not like a must need, but it's definitely on that list of things that I would want to acquire. And it's Shell's beer. I know a lot of people from the Minneapolis region kinda like that, love that sponsorship. So, and it's fan voted on, so it's a 4. So that just a little bit, you know, helps with that.
Oh, so no local people like it.
That's where the 2 came in. So the 2 came in. And then finally, the design flow, it's a 4 for me. I'll have to see this how it comes out, but it's, you know, I give it a 4. So overall, I gave this a 3.5. If it wasn't for the ties of local, this is a solid 4 from me. If it wasn't for the ties local. So now how do you want to go about that? go with that, but you're up.
Creativity, 5. I get it. They've done a feather before. And honestly, one thing I am fearful of is that feathers are going to become the next blackout.
Okay. And especially the lead one.
Because I've seen feathers. I've made a feather. Like, I get bored and I go on Illustrator and stuff and like make just like little square template things. And I made feathers, but they were eagle feathers and they were red, white, and blue. So they're different. But no team shouldn't stick with big brands and Nike. Sorry, I read the bottom. Julian said, question, shouldn't more teams stick with big brands like Nike and such, or should teams branch out and go with brands like Humbles and Charlie or Stimulus?
I want to answer some real quick with this. And this is something that teams have to think about. Mm-hmm. Nike is safe, not because of kits, but because of everything else. People buy Nike shirts. People buy Adidas shirts. People buy Puma shirts. They'll buy the polos. They don't know the name Hummel. While they'll probably more people will buy the kits, think about all the other hundreds of pieces of clothing that they're also making that people don't know the brand. And so it's not as high class.
Yep.
Keep that in mind.
Yep. I was about to say that same thing.
Yeah. I agree. Like, I've been with Louisville since day one. They've been with Adidas. And actually, one thing that kind of kills me is that I talked about this before, they make their own stuff. I don't, like, there's no other brand on it. Like, their tag just says Louisville City and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's not another brand, and it doesn't fit right. It doesn't feel right. I know what Adidas is going to feel like.
I think Indie does the same thing. A lot of our merch is through the Indie shop. If it's not the official, at least this year, the official Under Armour gear. So Indie does the same thing.
Yeah. And like, so I do prefer to like to buy the Adidas stuff, but honestly, like on a personal level, because I know these brands, like I'm okay with buying a Charlie t-shirt or a Hummel t-shirt with my squad on it.
Yeah.
But if we're just sticking to kits, I say go with the other options. Because one, typically they could be cheaper and more fun.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of other people might have views against it, like, oh, it's cheaper, so that means it's worse, you know?
Or it's, like, yeah, like out kits, and like if they're cheaper, they'd be like sublimated all the way across or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're starting to see a little bit of change of that, especially with Hummel, which at least a few years they've been able to do so that Charlie hasn't been too badly priced. Compared to some of the other Adidas and Nike kits that have been released. So they've still been able to do that quality, which has been nice.
Yeah. But good question, Julian. Good question.
Yes.
Ties to local, I did say 4. I didn't give it a perfect 5.
They have birds, so therefore it's a local.
But it's what they are. Like, their badge, which actually this is why. So actually, I love this, like, alt crest.
I love it too. I need a t-shirt.
I love this, but I love their crow. And that's actually what gave me a 4-4 ties to the local, because I felt like they went with a crow kit and didn't go with the crow badge. And that throws me off. Like, the badge should be on there with the crow. That's the only, like, that was the only thing that threw me off. X Factor, I went this yesterday. Design flow, I felt like everything fits well. The sponsors fit well. Like, everything just flows well. It's like I have a murder of crows around me.
I want to jump into something. I think it was you, brother, said. Or no, it was Fox, of like the feather thing, like being worn out.
I don't think it's worn out yet. I'm just afraid that it will be.
Well, no. Here's the thing, though. Is if that's their thing, I'm cool with it. Like, Legion have the 3 sparks. Like, if I said it with the Hummel interview, if the kit doesn't have the 3 sparks on it, I won't buy it, because that's the staple I look for. Yeah. Like, almost every team has a staple, like, signature that goes on every single you know, Kit. And for me, if their staple for their branding is a feather on the kit, I like it. Now, if they move away from it, I'd be annoyed. Yeah. But if this becomes like their thing, like at least one of their kits every single year has a feather on it, I love the continuity. Because if you rip the badge off, everybody could tell you that's Minneapolis City.
Yep, exactly. And that's one of the things I think that we're alluding to, Fox, with those local, those smaller brands. I think they tend to have that continuity a little bit more so than some of those larger brands, if it's especially if it's not a template, right?
That's also where I'm going to defend you, Fox, in the local thing, because if the feather becomes their thing and that's what they do and you rip off the badge, it doesn't get any more Minneapolis than the feather, because everybody knows the feather is Minneapolis.
Yep. Exactly.
Ah. But like when I say ties the local, it doesn't necessarily have to be the city or the state or anything. It has to be the team. Like the fans voted on it. You know, it is a Minneapolis. Is it SC?
Yeah, SC.
Yeah, SC kit. Like it's connected to the team.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it local to Fox.
That's fair. Yeah, I think obviously you give it a 4.75 overall. This still gets a very well 4.1. like, this is really good for Minneapolis. I mean it's still up there. I think it's currently tied for third technically with the Rhode Island and then River City, so yeah. It's tied for third right now, so
it's Ballard a pretty well second.
Yeah, it's a really good kit. I mean, it's solid. I definitely pick it up. It's for a very nice $69. Stimulus
voice.
Nice. Stimulus stuff, and I'm wearing. No, that's not stimulus. Stimulus makes some nice kits.
I will tell you guys, if you are buying this, I would cautionarily say buy a size up.
Yeah, I think I had a medium. Stimulus. I have a medium Minneapolis City kit. It fits more like a small. So
yeah.
I would buy that as well. Honestly, I was happy when they came into the USL, because obviously they're always going to keep us on our toes. Minneapolis likes to reinvent the wheel and do a lot of nice things with their kits and their merch. So they tend to have some nice merch as well. I think a t-shirt or two of theirs, which good stuff. This is a 4.1 out of 5. Well, good effort once again by Minneapolis. Any final thoughts there, Fox, before
Minneapolis showing up doing what they do?
Doing what they do.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep up the word. Hey, I'm just saying, if there's any way for us to, I'll probably buy one of these anyways. but no. So overall today, I think we've had a pretty decent, I don't know, pretty good overall
kicks
that have come out. I think we're hovering around 3.5 right now overall for the, seems like 8.
Overall score, our average is a 3.5. So it's above
average. For 13 kits that have been released, that's pretty good. I'm good with that so far. And we still have some more coming out.
I will say that is kind of diluted because of it's in grading for next week. So sorry. Or next time.
Next time. So.
But speaking of next time, I think, we wanted to show off a little bit of what River Lights is doing. They came out with this team, I don't know. We have no idea how they're going to be on the field, but they're going to look good. So this is their Fox Valley River kit.
Hey.
And this goes to, the river. Like, this is what we're talking about, ties the local. Now, this part does go to the local of, the city, because this is Aurora, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Aurora. So
Yeah, so this would be a fun one to rate next week or next time. So this is a good one, as well as obviously if you haven't been following our Twitter account, Union Omaha. Daily is a fun one. We'll get into those guys a little bit later.
That's been a chat. That's been a chat.
We'll get into that one.
I need to just throw it out there. Last week when we did our interview with Mark Crosby, hashtag ad with Hummel, he mentioned that he was experimenting with LED lights on a kit. And I'm not going to lie, when I saw glow in the, because all I saw was the headline, I saw glow in the dark, and I was like, the madman did it.
Yeah, it did. It did it.
You did it.
There's no way. I'm like, how did the league approve this?
Hey, I'm just saying.
You should not approve it.
Right? Hey, I'm just saying, if the lights go out, we know where the players are.
And that's happened.
Okay, I guess it's one of those things of like questioning, like, if you should or whatever, that whole thing.
If you can versus if you should.
Yeah.
Why is it glow in the dark?
It's kind of like Minneapolis. I mean, Fort Madison.
Okay, Fort Madison. To be first, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they're having fun, maybe.
Yeah. But I understand that. But they were going to try to utilize that during a game, like one half one kit, one half another. Are they planning to turn the lights off?
Yeah. Let's make this.
Is there like a new rule that they threw in?
But they can only play Forward Madison, but they all have to wear last year's goalie kits.
If you go to Union Omaha and you get a blue card, they get to turn the lights off for 10 minutes.
Are we implementing the blue card in the USL?
Not this year. It's not a thing. At least no one knows.
Unless you're going to Omaha.
Just Omaha has the blue cards. They have the neon green cards.
Holt Green, thank you very much. Don't disrespect.
I'll disrespect what I want to disrespect. Now, you have two stars.
Like, you can... Whoa, they have. They only have one, I guess. Here's the question: is the splatter also glow in the dark, or is it just the crest?
It seems like it's just a crest based on just their ads. But like
now,
I want it to be all of it. Like, I want it to be the splatter.
Can I tell you? Here's the stupid thing. You know how they always on, I love Union Omaha's social media game, by the way. Like, they always do the jets where it's just the eyes, like the eyes and stuff.
Yeah. And they put
That's all that was glow in the dark. So if you turn it off, all you see is like glowing eyes at night.
The mad eyes.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Mike in our chat says it is just the crest, which is a little disappointing because
Hey, next year though,
I'll get it.
Shout out to our Discord. Actually, that was you, Kaylor, wasn't it? The stars.
Stars. That was somebody else. I mentioned that the owl looking down on me would be my sleep paralysis demon.
I kind of need that now, or at least on a t-shirt, like at minimum a t-shirt, just like those eyes, like standing
glow in the dark eyes. Just so, I don't have any nightmares, but I also have a giant Pikachu behind me. So
hey, I have a giant Pikachu too. It's not available.
Doesn't save you if it's not there. You're screwed.
Yeah. Can protect you. How's it gonna get your iron tail?
I love one.
Oh, you got little Pikachu.
Yeah.
Well, so next week, Pokemon season.
Yeah, Pokemon season. But no, we're awfully excited. This is starting to ramp up. The kind of things I think we kind of alluded to last week. Kits are starting to get released, thankfully, because the season starts in like a month.
Yeah, they need something to wear.
They need something to wear officially. So I don't want to see any more training kits. Sorry, Memphis. It's been really exciting. So hopefully we'll start getting some new stuff rolled out. Have some fun interviews planned as well, as always. Great discussion. Chat's been lively. And as we keep saying, follow us on social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. Mm-hmm. If you and join us on Discord. If you have questions that you want us to talk about, yeah, follow those links in the chat.
Get on the Patreon. Get your name at the bottom. Get exclusive content. Yes. That interview that he just did today. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's going to be exclusive content to the Patreon.
You get 3 days early access, and it's coming out in literally minutes.
Perfect. Bam. So, yeah.
Bam.
Bam. And then if you have questions, please reach out to us, and we will gladly talk about them on the show. And as well, we just like talking kids.
Yeah, I get bored. I just talk to people, man.
Yeah. Hey, there's announcements coming out. That's a level we're at right now. We're excited for announce, like, as what was it?
Louisville announced when their third kit's going to be released.
Yeah, and the promos. Been excited about, you know, they released it for Oakland. The release dates. Like, that's at the point we're at, and we talk about that stuff.
Speaking of the biggest league in the world, get ready for a kit announcement of the USL show very soon.
Yes.
I forgot about that. And it's finally something that, like, I participated in designing. Like, yeah.
Hey, we're not just kit reviewers. We're now kit designers.
We've made it to the big leagues, guys.
Kinda. Or, yeah.
It's the biggest league in the world.
With the best kits in the U.S.
TM.
With the best kits.
TM.
Anyway, lively show as always. Thanks to everyone for joining. As we said, follow us on social media as well as tune into the USL show on Spotify. Check us out, YouTube, whatever. Follow us, give us questions. We like to just talk and give, you know, as much recommendations as we can. And just ask any questions y'all have. Before we head out here, as always, my favorite thing to do is show off what we're wearing today. I have like over 100 kits, so this is a great way for me to do this. I am currently I am wearing the Evansville Legends. They're in Ohio Valley Premier League team. Not USL, but they're an OVPL team. I got it from, I think, the social media guy. Thanks for the help. He helped get me set up. I got the kit. Lovely. It's a player worn. So, got it through Evansville. That's where Indiana Soccer.
Speaking of Indiana Soccer, this is the team that beats them most of the time. Actually, we've been struggling against Indiana. We usually do better overall in the season and in, you know, playoffs, but we just can't get the trash trophy.
What was that?
We just can't get the trash trophy.
Trash trophy? It's the greatest competition on this planet.
It's a trash trophy. It's literally trash.
It is the greatest piece of artwork I've ever seen.
The alliteration is there. Trash trophy. I got the Louisville City. This is a template. It's a static template. It looks nice. Oh, and boom. Ombi. Brian Ombi, best player in the USL by my personal opinion. I don't need stats. I have feelings.
Not Jordan Farr. The man has a song after him.
This is why I'm not on the other USL show. It's like, you're looking at the stats? No, did you see him jump over him that one time? He was the best player the entire game.
I saw greatness, and I feel greatness, therefore greatness.
Greatness. Facts.
You can never. I don't know what the expected vibes are, but they are immaculate.
But Brian Ombi, if you're watching this, love you, bro. He's not watching this.
So, yeah, if Indianapolis and Louisville fans can come together at the show, please join us on Discord. It's fun on there. And so, once again, thanks for joining the show. I thought I said this 3 times. I'm definitely doing a Midwestern goodbye. Thanks to him for joining. And being very lively in the chat. We love doing this. You guys are always a pleasure, always a blast. And follow us on social media and stay tuned for what we have coming up. Thanks, guys. And I think that's it. Yeah.
Do we have an outro?
Thank you for watching another episode of the USL Show.
The USL Show is now proudly part of the Protagonist podcast family. Please go to protagonistsoccer.com to check out more work. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see everyone again next time.